right, good afternoon. Going into an early evening on this Sabbath day. This is Duran Henriquez again coming to you on this podcast. Today's topic or today's question that we will be discussing is going to be sin. We want to discuss and see what exactly it is. And with that, we want to go with a biblical description, but we want to always make sure that everything is practical, that we can understand and apply it to our lives, because without that being the basis of getting an understanding from God through His Word, it's all useless if we can't actually put it into practice for ourselves. So, the question, sin, what is it? If you turn with me in your Bibles to 1 John chapter 3, and we're going to read verse number 4. And 1 John 3, 4 says, Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth. Forgive me for my language. Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth the law. I can't speak today. So let's try one more time. Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. When we look at what is transgression, transgression simply is a breaking of. So the breaking of the law is sin. So now that we've concluded with what sin is, that could be the end of the podcast. But because it goes a lot deeper than simply just saying, okay, well, it's the breaking of the law to define what sin is. We know what it is by that. How do we apply that to our lives? And you could simply go with that point of, well, you keep the law. And this isn't going to be the platform today that we'll use to have the argument, is the law still valid? The aspects of the law versus keeping it in the letter or to the letter versus the spirit and so forth on. We're not going there today. Simply, we want to just discuss sin. The reason that this has been on at least my mind for a while, and that I feel that God has placed a very high importance for us to understand what sin is because sin ceases to be sin when you can make an excuse for it. If you can excuse and come up with a reason why it's not sinful or why it's not a sin, then it no longer becomes a sin. But because we are not the determinants on what God declares sin or not, we know what sin is. So therefore, how does that actually work? How do we make an excuse for sin? Well, if we know it's breaking the law, how do we make an excuse for breaking the law? Well, we want it to be comfortable for us. We desensitize it so that it's a normal practice that's not looked upon as the most heinous of all crimes that can be committed. If you stay in 1 John chapter 3, read verse 8, and you just read that along with me. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. What's the works of the devil? Sin. So Christ was manifested that he could overcome and destroy sin. And I want you to take hold of that for just a moment. When he said destroy, it does not mean to leave anything left of it. If something is completely destroyed, there are no remnants remaining. It is obliterated. It is gone. It's no longer in existence. And that will be the same thing when it comes down to another topic that we'll get to at a later date and time over the sanctuary and its services. And what does it mean? And is it applicable to us today? But when we look through what the Bible says about sin and where we are today, we don't want to look at this back in biblical times, back in the patriarchal times, the time of Moses. We're not even going back to the disciples and when they were alive on this earth specifically. We're talking about today, August 11th, 2018. What is sin? Sin is still the breaking of the law. But why is sin still sin if we can't make an excuse for it? Now, what I want you to consider is, if sin is real, the antithesis of that being this question: is it possible to not sin? So I'll leave you with that thought for right now, and we'll come back to this and we'll build on this question of sin, on this topic of sin, because we have to understand in today's age, sin is no longer called by its right name by the majority. When you look at someone lusting after another, lusting is normal. Lusting is actually healthy. To lust after something or someone is something so biometrically normal to the everyday human being. If you don't lust, then you're actually, then they would call that's a sin. Not lusting after something or after someone. Same thing with murder. And not just the physical aspect of, man, I just went over and I killed my neighbor because he was blaring his music all night long and I have a roaring headache and I couldn't sleep. That's part of it. But again, when Jesus gave us the description that it's not just the physical aspect and attribute of committing the physical sin, we commit it first in our hearts. But forward on, looking, is it possible for us to not sin? In this realm of Christianity that we have, is that a possibility? So I look forward to joining you next time, where we will look into that a little deeper. We'll dig a little bit deeper. We'll ask a few more questions. And again, feel free to join in. Provide me with any questions or comments. And until then, by God's grace, I will see you next time.